The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
The following program is brought to you by Bridgeway Community Church.
It's Real Talk with Dr. David Anderson. How in the world are you today? Well, wherever you are, it's you and me kicking it right here on Marriage Monday. Let's go.
Live from our nation's capital, welcome to Real Talk with Dr. David Anderson, an expert on race, religion, and relationships. Dr. Anderson wants to talk to you. Our phone lines are now open. 888-432-7434. And now, please welcome Dr. David Anderson, your bridge-building voice in the nation's capital.
That's me, your bridge-building voice right here in the nation's capital. How in the world are you today? Wherever you are, in your kitchen, your car, maybe in front of your computer or your smartphone, watching me on my social media, at Anderson Speaks is my handle there. Thanks a lot for tuning in. And of course, on the most listened to Christian talk station on the East Coast, second in the entire country, WAVA 105.1 FM, right here out of Arlington, Virginia, covering all of the DMV Metroplex. So thanks a lot for tuning in. Now, if you're new to the show, let me tell you how we roll. First of all, we've got Marriage Mondays, Tough Topic Tuesdays, Wisdom Wednesdays, Theological Thursdays, and then Open Phone In Fridays. Anything you want to talk to me about on Friday is fair game. And of course, on Saturday, we've got a special show from 7 to 7:30. Make sure you tune in there as well. Now, listen, if you want to call me today, we're talking about marriage. And specifically, the topic for today is living single in a world of marriage. Living single in a world of marriage. Someone had a conversation with me last week, and we were talking about being single and what is God's will for single people, and does God desire every person to be married at least once in their life? So that's the question. Is marriage God's plan for everyone? Why or why not? And what about for you specifically? Do you feel like God's plan for you is to be married? I'd love to hear from you. Is that even an option? Is it a choice? Or, you know, we raise kids with the idea that they're going to get married and they're going to have children, whether it's male or female, but especially if it's a female, you know, the whole goal is seemingly that you would get married. Is that the way it's supposed to be? Or is that the way it just, you know, supposed to be biblically, but not in reality? Or is it possible that God has designed for some people to remain single all of their lives? And then what is the challenge of living single in a coupled world, in a world of marriage? Well, that's our topic. Do you think it has any legs? Do you have any thoughts about it? I know it's Marriage Monday, but I bet you there's married people thinking about it. And I bet you there's single people thinking about it. So I'd love to think about it out loud with you on my show today. Well, let me bow for a word of prayer, and then we'll get started. My phone number, if you want to call me, 888-432-7434. That's 888-43-BRIDGE. Let's pray together. Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for the opportunity you've given us at the top of the week here to talk about a very, very special institution that you established called marriage. We pray for every listener, every person that tunes in, every follower on our social media today that this would be an inspiring and informational topic. For it is in the name of Jesus we pray. Amen and amen. Well, there are a few other ways you can get a hold of me. You can always go to andersonspeaks.com. There you can find all kinds of information on me and my sponsors. Or you can go to my favorite website, embracegracism.com. And that website tells you how you can be a gracist, how you can sign the Gracism Creed, how you can learn about my book, Gracism, The Art of Inclusion, and even what the concept means. along with several other people you can connect with, and just so many opportunities to see videos and things of that sort. So go ahead and check it out, embracegracism.com. And as you can see behind me, if you're looking, you can even buy Gracism merch. We've got the embracegracism.com store. So if you go to the Gracism store, you can get a Gracism t-shirt. You can buy some awesome high top Italian leather made Gracism kicks, shoes, as well as a Gracism mask. If you want a black mask with white letters that say across the lips, Gracism. So a bunch of stuff there. Go check it out, including a couple cool bracelets, beaded bracelets that I wear you might be interested in as well. My phone number once again is 888-43-BRIDGE. That's 888-432-7434. We're talking about living single in a married world. Is it God's plan that everyone be married? Why or why not? I'd love to hear from you now. And so let's kick the show off in Washington, D.C., and talk with Joy, who's on the line. Hello, Miss Joy. How are you today?
I'm great. How are you?
Oh, I'm alive and grateful. So glad you're calling today. What are you thinking on this topic, single in a world of marriage?
Well, I'm single. I'm 48, never been married. I'm a born-again Christian, and I have had a lot of different people tell me I should be married, shouldn't be married, but ultimately I feel like it's the Lord's will, and He hasn't brought anyone in my past to be married to, particularly someone who is of like-minded faith. Mm-hmm. And so to answer your question, if the Lord hasn't brought anyone into my path and made it clear to me, just like we seek His will in every other way, then right. I would say there's no mandate in the Bible that states one must be married. And I could point to Paul to that, and I don't think that's just related to him being a male.
Right.
I think that applies to females as well.
Uh-huh. So let me ask you this. Do you have a desire to be married?
Well, at this point, I would have a desire. I'm not even dating anyone. I would have a desire to, you know, nobody wants to be alone the rest of their life, right? And
right.
I've come to terms with this as both of my parents recently passed away.
Mm-hmm.
And again, I'm single with no kids. And so I would like to meet somebody. And if that leads to the Lord's will of being married, then yes, I would consider it.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I think you have to seek out other ways to fulfill the need in the sense of having companionship.
Right.
That is very different than marriage. And it's a very hard world to live in, being single at a particular age, because,
right.
frankly, most people then think that there's something wrong with you. I can't tell you how many guys I've had them say that to me. What's wrong with you? Why aren't you married by now?
Yeah, I bet you a lot of singles get that question. Why aren't you married? When does that start? Does that start when you're in your mid-30s, your mid-40s? Like, when does that
yes.
start?
No, I would say for me, I mean, I have a PhD, so I've been in school a lot through my 30s. And for me, once I got out of that academic setting and into the workforce, that's when I started to hear those kind of comments, what's wrong with you, or don't you want children? Now, anymore, I don't hear don't you want children, because clearly there's other avenues that a woman can take to
right.
still have children if they so desire.
Right.
But to be single, that's a different story. And then you bring up the whole online dating scene and everything else. It's just a totally different dynamic, I got to tell you now, trying to date, online dating. It's just there's no traditional, so-called traditional way anymore. And I still think the society tries to dictate being married if
gotcha.
You're not.
Well, listen, Miss Joy, thanks for kicking the show off for me. I'm coming right back. I want to talk to others. I want to know what you're thinking about this. It's Real Talk with Dr. David Anderson.
Dr. Anderson would love for you to join his Facebook page and subscribe to his YouTube channel. Just search Dr. David Anderson on Facebook and click like, or Anderson Speaks on YouTube, and subscribe. They're a great way for you to connect with and follow Dr. Anderson. Plus, you can watch Dr. Anderson's radio program live or search past episodes. You can also connect with Dr. Anderson and his sponsors at andersonspeaks.com. Real Talk with Dr. David Anderson on Facebook, YouTube, and andersonspeaks.com. Check him out today.
Have you ever driven through your neighborhood and saw that neighbors had their grass that was way too long? They had all kinds of clovers in the grass, and you're wishing as you drive silently, I wish they would mow their lawn. Well, guess what? Why don't you get them a gift? Call Laser Landscaping and let them cut the lawn for your neighbors. Go to Laser with a Z Landscaping LLC on Facebook or give them a call if you want them to beautify your lawn. 240-516-4967 for those who live in the Prince George's County and surrounding areas. Their number once again, 240-516-4967. It's Laser Landscaping, or just ask for the owner, Fidel, and make sure you tell Fidel that Dr. Anderson.
Welcome back to Real Talk with Dr. David Anderson. For more information about this program or for resources from Dr. Anderson, please visit andersonspeaks.com. To watch on Facebook Live or to view past episodes, visit Dr. Anderson's public figure Facebook page. Just search Dr. David Anderson and click like. You can also watch live on YouTube. Just search for Anderson Speaks, all one word, and make sure to subscribe. Join our text community and receive a free weekly textpiration from Dr. Anderson. Just text the word INSPIRE to 97000. That's INSPIRE to 97000. And now, back to Real Talk with Dr. David Anderson.
It's Real Talk with Dr. David Anderson. One person writes in and says, it gets really frustrating when people judge your singleness with your looks or age. Why can't people just celebrate that we are strong women who want to enjoy life with no responsibility but our own and getting to enjoy yourselves? We know we are great people to be with. We think we are pretty awesome ourselves. We just want to enjoy life with us. I'm not sure who the us is. I think maybe women or the woman that writes this is saying she wants to be able to enjoy life with other women or other single people. But bottom line is you can be happily single is her point. Is that your point? Can you be happily single? 888-432-7434. Joy called in and said she's 48 and single. God hasn't brought anyone into her world. And the things that she has to deal with were people wondering what is wrong with you or why have you never been married. And at the same time, she says companionship is important. So I'd love to hear from you. And if you're just joining us, the topic today is living single in a married world. Is marriage God's plan for everyone? Why or why not? I'd love to hear from you. Let me give you my phone number and I'll go back to the phone lines. 888-432-7434. That is my number live in studio right now. 888-43-BRIDGE. All righty, let's go to Alexandria, Virginia, and speak with Donald, who's on the line. Hello, Donald. It's David Anderson here. How you doing?
Fine, Dr. Anderson. How are you today, sir?
Oh, I'm alive and grateful. How you doing, my friend?
Pretty good. First, I want to let you know I did sign a Gracism Creed. Thank you very much. Very well written. I love it.
Excellent. Thank you for doing that. Thanks for reading it and standing for a racial healing in a God-honoring way. So, married or single?
I am married. I was married when I was 22 years old. I'm 55 still. I'm happily married to the same woman.
Okay.
I have a lot of single friends, and we do have some fellowship at church, healthy relationships. I have a little sister. She's 51 years old. She's still single. She's content. She's a prayer warrior. She's dated, but she's very content. And I have a brother in the Lord who sadly went through a divorce.
Okay.
He's single. He doesn't want to get married again. So, mm-hmm. I mean, sometime that's the rough side of it. I have a lot of respect for the singles, and I don't think it's God's will for everybody to be married. Paul mentions, if you can be single, but better to marry than to burn, and that's another lesson.
Well, you know, there's an interesting thing you bring up, having a brother who's divorced. You know, if your spouse were to leave you or if they were to pass away, would you get married again is a question that a lot of people ask, because again, you know, am I supposed to be married? So even if my spouse passes, then must I seek marriage again? Or is it okay to say, been there, done that, got the t-shirt, you know, so to speak, and now I'm going to live the last part of my life, the next 20 years, without a marriage? Have you ever thought about those kind of questions? I'm not asking you to reveal that, of course, on the air if you're thinking differently, but do those kind of conversations come up around your world?
They surely do, and I'm glad you asked that, because I'm glad to share with you, Dr. Anderson. My wife and I had that very tough decision and that discussion, and we had two different views on it.
Huh.
First, I told my wife, honey, if something happens to me, mourn me, grieve me, bury me, and remarry.
Mm.
I want you to be happy. I want you to be happy. And then my wife, on the other end, said, I'm not going to remarry. She's just going to stay single. But so we want what's best for each other. If she wants
right.
to be single, stay single. You know, my dad's a 90-something-year-old widower.
Uh-huh.
His girlfriend.
Okay. Okay. Well, you know, when your wife says, hey, listen, if you pass away, I'm not going to marry you again. How'd that make you feel? Like, did you ruin her?
No. I'm kidding. I think she just, she's content with one husband. And what's the ratio of women getting remarried as widows compared to widowers getting remarried? Is it higher for men that get remarried?
Dudes get remarried. I don't have the facts in front of me, so give it some grace here, but dudes tend to marry faster, quicker, and more than women, at least in my experience as a pastor over 30 years. I can see a divorce. I can see a couple before they get married, meet each other, get married, get divorced, and then get remarried. I've seen that whole track. I've even seen people with multiple marriages where two marriages didn't work out or something like that. And you know, again, not completely judging. There's all these situations that cause it to happen. I even had an elder one time. He had been married four times, but it wasn't like just it wasn't because, you know, he was just marrying women. I mean, you know, he had a death. His wife passed away, and you know, things of that sort. So it's a situation where you have to ask yourself the question, okay, am I done with this institution? I love it. Thank you, God, for giving it to me, but I'm through. I don't want to go through it. Or I just want companionship, but I don't want, like, I want to be able to go home at night, lock my door, and get my remote. I mean, I don't know. That's why I wanted to bring it up. I just think it's a beautiful thing to talk about on my show. Even for people, Donald, who say, you know what? I know what God's word says, okay? And God's word says it's good to be married. He who finds a wife finds a good thing. But he also says through Paul, I wish that none of you were married so you could be as free as I am. So you get, both can be great lives, right?
Yeah.
Both can be great lives. And some people have actually experienced both sides of it because they were married and they loved their spouse passed away or whatever. And they're like, you know what? There's nobody that's ever going to match. I know one woman said, there's no one that's ever going to match the amazing husband that I had. And Pastor Anderson, you're the closest to like a man that I truly, truly respect. You know, she's an older woman. I truly respect. And I'm happy. I'm fine. I don't need another man. Thank God I have a pastor. Thank God there are other godly men I get to work with and serve with in ministry. But I'm not interested in dating another man because her husband was so good.
I hear you. That's so interesting, Pastor. I mean, I'm under this wave on the Lord. I mean, I pray. You know, my dream is for my wife and I to go to sleep, say our prayers, hold hand, and go to be with Jesus together.
I know. Don't you always want? That's what you want. But and maybe it happened for you, man. Like, can we just go together? So anyway, hey, thanks for hanging with me today.
You're welcome, sir. Thank you, Dr.
Take care, Donald. Well, you know, and that's another thing. Like, do I want to go first so she grieves me and lives without me? Or do I want her to go first so she doesn't have the pain of grieving me? Or am I just full of me thinking, like, if I die, she's going to grieve? She's going to throw a party. No, I'm just kidding. That would not be, baby. I know you're listening in the car, and you, I think, are going to be very, very happy to know that if I go home to be with the Lord and you are dating another guy, which the Bible would allow you to do, and even marry another guy, just know that I'm going to haunt you for the rest of your mortal life. Okay, 888-432-7434. That's biblical, right? I can haunt her from heaven. 888-43-BRIDGE. Let's go to Roy. He's in Fort Washington, Maryland. Hey, Roy, it's Dr. Anderson here. How you doing?
Good, pretty good, Dr. Anderson. You just made a statement that kind of struck a chord with me.
Tell me.
Siblings, it's six of us.
Okay.
My oldest sister, and we're a pretty old family. Mm-hmm. And my oldest sister never got married. My older brother, wife, died. Probably, let me see, how old his daughter. At least 40-some years, in his 70s, 40-some years ago.
Okay.
And he never remarried. And the four of us, the four young of us, we all are in these 40-year marriages. Uh-huh. And I don't know why my brother, because either he was right at 28, 29, 30, somewhere around there.
Right.
Maybe not even 30 yet when his wife died. But he never considered remarried. I never questioned him about it, you know, but he just never considered remarried.
Yeah, I guess once,
My mom, as a matter of fact, my dad died at an early age in his 40s, and my mom never remarried neither.
You know, the widow situation is very interesting, or widower situation is interesting, because someone's taken out of your life that you truly loved, and you do wonder, can you love like that again? And by the way, if you end up dating a widow or a widower, how do you ever like compare to that person? Do you know what I mean? Now, my mom remarried, but she remarried a man who lost his wife. So they both were widowers. I wonder if that's the right connection, because other than that, like if I'm going to date a gal and she's like, yeah, my husband was perfect, but he died. I'm like, okay. Like, how do you live up to that, right, Roy?
I feel you on that. But I don't know why my brother, married or not, I don't know.
You should ask him.
I think I will.
Yeah. Just say, you know what, you never remarried, why not? Like this one woman I was talking about earlier, is because she's made a choice that I had the best ever and I don't want anything else. Like, that's good. And I just want to have a different life of good relationships with godly men. But I do not want to marry. And, you know, I don't know her husband personally, but I knew who he was. Yeah. And she's right. Like, how do you match up to that? So anyway, now, why did your sister never get married?
Because my brother, my oldest brother, he and I, our personalities are exactly alike. So sometimes I even wonder that about myself.
Huh.
But I would have been married to, you know, because I mean, our personalities are just alike. It's scary sometimes not visiting him, you know. It's like,
right.
I'm doing everything I do.
Now, what about your sister? Why did she never marry?
Years apart.
Why did your sister never marry?
I don't know. I really don't know the details of that one. She never married, no children or nothing.
Interesting. Well, listen, I appreciate you calling and hanging out with me from Fort Washington today. Okay, Roy?
Okay.
Blessings to you. Take care. Well, and what we don't want to do is look at her like there's something wrong with her. So out of six kids, five out of six got married. One lost a spouse. But she never married, never had kids. There's something wrong with her, right? And we don't want to have that view. But understand how uncomfortable it could be for her at the family gatherings. Everybody's paired up and she's not. So are they always bringing up, you know, who are you meeting these days? Are you still planning on getting married? It's got to be a very sensitive issue. I'm not quite sure how sensitive it is. That's why I wanted to bring it to the table. Single people, is this something that is sensitive to you? Are you cool with it? Do married people need to learn something about how to relate to single people at family gatherings? Is there things that they should say or should not say? How can they support you? We already know how you can support married people and they have kids and stuff like that. But how can we support you? How can married people support single adults? If you want to talk to me, my lines are wide open. We have half a show left. I'm going to run to the break, come back from the break, and before you know it, show's going to be over. So if you have something you want to say or even a question you want to ask, I'm here to walk you through it, talk you through it, pray you through it. My number is 888-432-7434. That's 888-432-7434. You're listening to Real Talk with Dr. David Anderson.
This is Larry Elder. This radio station has been telling you for months that November's election could dramatically change what our country's future looks like. If you believe in freedom supported by law and order, your values are on the line. Make sure you are registered and prepared to vote, whether at the polling place or by absentee ballot. Our nation is at a crossroads, and every vote counts. Thanks for listening, and stay tuned through Election Day.
Parents, let's be honest. Many high school and college age kids seem to have little direction these days. That might be true for your son or daughter. They spend a lot of time gaming, hanging with friends, but nothing seems to lead them on a path to adulthood. You may want them to go to a four-year university, but nah, their grades just don't warrant it. Their lack of passion and direction makes you wonder if a four-year university would even be a wise investment. Here's a better route to consider. The Facilities Management HVAC or Electronics Training Program, available through SalemCareerHub.com. They'll learn real-life work skills that are marketable and in high demand right now. And at SalemCareerHub.com, you can sign up for these courses at 50% off their regular price. Talk it over with your kids and get them out of the basement. They're probably as anxious as you are to move forward and just need a little push. The place to start? SalemCareerHub.com. You can also call 866-711-6275. 866-711-6275. Or SalemCareerHub.com.
HD radio listeners can hear WAVA-FM on 105.1 FM HD1 and hear us on our mobile app and on radio.com.
More than 1,000 chapters and 30,000 verses, but you can do it. Read the entire Bible with Bible in a Year, totally interactive, totally free at BibleStudyTools.com. Free inspiration and encouragement every morning, noon, and night, sent directly to your inbox. Sign up for free devotionals at Crosswalk.com. Crosswalk.com.
Let's say you've decided to build a bicycle from scratch. Sounds like an impossible project for my skills, but let's say you've got the skills and I offer you an advantage, a special tool that would help you build the bike faster while saving you legitimate money. My guess is you'd say, bring it on. If you wouldn't, well, then this commercial isn't going to make much sense. My name is Ryan. I'm from United Faith Mortgage, and we believe we have an advantageous tool for you. Our mortgage team is lucky to have a direct lender advantage. Our company is set up to use its own money and make its own lending decisions within its own walls. And often, this advantage allows us to get your refinance or new home loan done faster and get you a better rate, which saves you monthly and lifelong money. Rates are historically low. Now is the time to see how our special tool might work for you. We are United Faith Mortgage.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp. 25 Melville Park Road, Melville, New York. Licensed mortgage banker. For all licensing information, go to AnimalistConsumerAccess.org. Corporate Animalist number 1335. Rack Animalist number 65233. Equal housing lender. I license in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, Massachusetts, North Dakota, South Dakota, or Utah.
It's Real Talk with Dr. David Anderson. How in the world are you today? So glad you're hanging out with me. We are talking today about living single in a coupled world. Living single in a world of marriage. Is marriage God's plan for everyone? Why or why not? And by the way, if your spouse were to go home to be with the Lord, would you marry again? Well, you know, Victor Metzger on my Facebook page says, great topic. I've been married 3 times. And I don't believe everyone is cut out for marriage. And do you know how boring this world would look like if all adults were married? And he says, I respect singles and don't blame them because you can be happy. Rebecca Rodriguez says, my husband and I are listening in the car. And we both said, never again. Oh, my goodness. Oh, Rebecca and Mr. Rodriguez. That means because it's so good between you, you wouldn't want to do it again. You don't want to put in all that work again. Siobhan Prather says, good afternoon. I watch and admire married couples. There is a lot to see through them. 52 and still waiting. You still got a lot of life left. So let's see who God has in plan for you. Nina Braxton says that she knows someone who's been married. Let's see. I know someone who is on wife number 6. I don't understand it. Wife number 6. So they're just a serial. What would you call that? A serial what? But man, 6 times. I don't even know. And then she says, leave Mrs. Anderson alone. Okay, I will. I'm sure my wife's listening saying, really? Really? You're going to haunt me if you go to heaven? You just if you have another dude around, that's all. Don't even worry about it. 888-432-7434. That's my number if you want to call me. Let's go to Stephanie in Richmond, Virginia. Hi, Stephanie. It's Dr. Anderson. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm alive and grateful. Thanks for hanging with me. What are you thinking?
Thanks. I'm just thinking I'm 44 years old. I was married for 20 years, and I've been divorced for 2. And I would like to not be single. I would like to get remarried, but like your first caller, I would like it to be the right person.
Mm-hmm.
But I was just wanted to say, for when you said what married people can do for singles, I just find it hard to find time. My married friends don't really have time to hang out, and that makes it a little bit of a struggle.
Right.
So I don't expect them to spend 24/7 with me, but you know, maybe once a week would be good.
Yeah, so it's hard to keep those friendships going when your friends are never available because they always have home responsibilities. I get your point and what you're saying. So that's something that married people can do, and that's make time for single people without their spouses, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, because what they do is like, yeah, me and my spouse will, you know, go out with you for a happy hour. Or why don't you come over to the house and hang with us? No, you're my girlfriend. I want to hang out with you. Could you please leave him somewhere? Or I know this one guy, he doesn't let his wife go anywhere. So if she hangs with friends, he's got to be there. If they have friends over, he's got to be there with them. That's got to drive a woman crazy.
It's just nice to have that girl time every once in a while, and it doesn't make you feel so out of place.
Yeah, I got you. Hey, thanks a lot for speaking up today. I appreciate it. Stephanie from Richmond. Let's go to Kelly from Washington, D.C. Hi, Kelly. It's Dr. Anderson. How you doing?
I'm good. Thank you.
Thanks for hanging with me. What are you thinking?
Same thing. I agree with Stephanie that just called, but also I think one of the things that married people could do at a gathering is to kind of understand inside that it's like a little bit of pain. Mm-hmm. I think there's a little pain when you're single if you really want to be with somebody and you feel like that's what God is calling you to. And so kind of just kind of understand that sometimes not like really hilarious. You know, like we're the people that kind of people talk to and think it's all fun and games out there, but it's really kind of hard when you're really kind of trying to find somebody. And also that the platitudes, you know, like, when you're least expecting it, you know, giving you the advice of that you've heard a million times. And it's kind of like, I know, you know, that's like, if you're looking for a job, you wouldn't find it when you least expect it. You have to make some effort.
Right.
So this kind of the simple cliches that people say that you've heard a million times.
Well, let me ask you this. Yeah. Be honest with me, okay? Does it get on your nerves when married people are all over one another in public or no?
It gets on my nerves, but I think it's just if you've been single for a long time, you know, of course, you know, you look out and especially now everybody's taking walks and holding hands and you just notice it a lot. And I think if people are all over each other, if they know you're single, I don't know, you know, it's like you want to be happy for them, of course.
Right.
It's like,
okay.
That's great. I'm not taking anything away from anybody that's happy and don't expect them to be thinking about, you know, outside their little, but I think if you're in a gathering of all couples and you're the only single one,
right,
might be a bit of a,
well, you know, being sensitive to single people around, I think is important. That's why it's good to have some mixed groups. When you have married, you have singles, you know, people all together, then it kind of feels more of a family environment. But yeah, if you're the only single person and you got 10 couples around, that, like, do you consider those things when it's wedding time and someone wants you to go to a wedding? Do you go to a wedding alone?
Yeah, I would if there was a, yeah, definitely.
Okay.
I think it's just a mixture. I think right now it's just being around people in general. So I tend to find I either have single girlfriends or the married couples.
Right.
If there's not a lot of mixing in my world.
Got it.
So it's I agree with the earlier caller that it's like, it'd be nice. There's a lot of other friends I'd like to hang out with, but they're always with their husbands.
Right, right.
So, or their husbands think like you're going to lead them down somewhere.
Right.
Yeah. You know, it's like, we're not doing anything. We're going to lunch. We're not
yes.
doing anything.
No, we got to talk about that on the other side of the break. Thanks a lot, Kelly. I'm going to let you go.
Sure.
I'm going to run to my break, but I hear that from single people all the time. They feel like they are a threat, or they're perceived as a threat to someone else's husband or wife. Anyway, we're coming right back. It's Real Talk with Dr. David Anderson.
Are you looking to hire quality people for your company? You need skilled, screened, and serious candidates who are ready to serve your mission and vision on day one, right? I know just the recruiting consulting firm that can help you. It's Concept IQ. Dr. Anderson has known the president, Mark Weissman, for years, and he will work with your company to get you the most qualified labor force you need, whether accounting, administrative, finance, IT, medical, retail, government contracting, or more. Mark will work with you to fit your company's needs. If you're looking for work or looking for good workers, contact Mr. Mark Weissman today at 877-472-9001. See how Concept IQ Consulting can help grow your business with the qualified talent you need. Again, call 877-472-9001 or check them out online at conceptiqconsulting.com.
When asked the question raised by her professor, "Why are you here at Omega Graduate School?" Sebla Digluhailu answered in one of her essays like this: "I was not there just to add a prefix to my name, though that would feel good. The greater purpose of my preparation at OGS is to fulfill my mandate to be a change agent. The doctoral study is a time of preparation for me to see and to think, to understand the times, and to craft my way in fulfilling my calling." Sebla Digluhailu, a current Doctor of Philosophy student from Ethiopia, is a counselor and adjunct psychology professor who hosts a weekly radio show in the capital city of Ethiopia and is an advocate for empowering women and children. What is your profession, and how can OGS help you grow to the next level in your graduate education? Dr. David Anderson is the new chancellor of Omega Graduate School, formerly known as Oxford Graduate School, and your education as a working adult is important to him, to God, and to all who will be changed in the world because of your important research. Go to ogs.edu today and apply, or call 1-800-933-6188.
Hi, Jewel. This is Dr. Hi. Anderson. How are you?
Hi, Dr. Anderson, and hello to your guests. First, I want to thank you for Best Buy waterproofing.
Oh.
They're outstanding. Yeah, and I'm scheduled to get my work done in a week, but I just want to thank you. The free home inspection, they came out.
Love it.
It was just absolutely amazing.
They have over 30 years of experience, and they'll even donate $500 to my show if you end up doing business with them. But most of all, get your basement fixed. Give them a call, 844-980-3707. That's 844-980-3707.
Listen to Real Talk with Dr. David Anderson and wondered how we come up with heartfelt discussions on Marriage Mondays or engaging topics on Tough Topic Tuesdays? Well, our listeners are our inspiration. We would love to keep hearing from you. So if you have an idea for the show, let us know, because comprehension begins with conversation. Send us your ideas by sending an email to info@andersonspeaks.com and join the conversation on Real Talk with Dr. David Anderson.
Living single in a coupled world. Is marriage God's plan for everyone? Why or why not? That's what we're talking about today on this Marriage Monday. Linda Gentiitzkerzak says, I know of two young Christian couples who married young. I believe because the church says it's better to marry than to burn, they divorced. Is this a common problem in the church? I think it is common that people do get married at a young age because of sex and because the church has told them you feel these sexual desires, so therefore you ought to get married. Or just as bad, they do have sex before they're married and then somebody gets pregnant. So then the question becomes, do you marry someone because they're pregnant, right? Like, okay, oops, I wanted to have sex with this person and I did it and I shouldn't have done it. I feel bad about it. Lord, forgive me. But oh no, I'm pregnant. Now what do I do? And so then a good Christian pastor or church member will say, well, get it right before the Lord, get married, right? And so she gets married before, you know, she gives birth or maybe shortly after they give birth or whatever. And that becomes a question, doesn't it? Should a person marry because they're pregnant? Like you thought to yourself, you know, yes, I was sexually involved, but I didn't want to marry this person. Like I didn't want to be locked in for the rest of my life with this person. It's terrible, right? Yeah, I wanted to sleep with him, but I didn't want to be married to him. I wanted to sleep with her, but I didn't want her to be my wife. Now what? And so then you have this crisis of decision making. If I want to get it right before the Lord, don't I marry this person? And if I marry this person, then we can be the happy family that God has called us to be. And then they end up getting divorced later, right? And so the question that you ask, Linda, whether, you know, it's better to marry than to burn, or you burned and now you got to get married. Either way, are those the reasons to get married? They could be motivating factors. I don't think they should be reasons. I think reasons to get married are deeper than that. God's called you together. You have something that you do together that you cannot do separate as a mission in the world. You know, you're truly in love with one another and you want to build your lives together in Christ. I mean, I think these are some of the reasons. You have affirmation of family. These are some of the right reasons to get married. Those are the drivers. Those are the circumstances that can add to it. But you can solve the burning problem without being married. And, you know, you got to think through how to best do that. And you can also parent and provide for a child even if you don't get married. Now, everyone's not going to agree with me, but I'm just saying in every case, I'm not sure that that's the right answer. Sometimes it is, but in every case, I'm not sure it's the right answer. So, you know, there you go. Write me your letters. Hit me on social media. What, Pastor? You know, I'd love to hear from you, though. This is why we have the conversation, right? Because it helps influence us, and I'm ready to learn from you as well. Let me give you the number, then I'm going to Anonymous in Fort Belvoir. My number is 888-432-7434. Our topic is living single in a world of marriage. The question on the table is marriage God's plan for everyone? Why? Or why not? You only have a couple minutes to call if you want to get in. All right, let's go to Fort Belvoir, Virginia, and talk to Anonymous, who's on the line. Hey, Anonymous, it's Dr. Anderson here. How you doing?
Okay, thank you, Dr. Anderson. I'm calling. I have a friend who is single. He was married. He got divorced. He wants the benefits but doesn't want the marriage. Let's call it friends with benefits. He believes in the sex, but he doesn't want to commit to marriage. I don't know. What do I say? I don't want to come across holier than thou or self-righteous.
Well, I mean, you know what the truth says, so I can understand that that's what he wants, but what does God want, right? And, of course, God doesn't want him to just be single and have companions that he's sleeping with but doesn't marry. That happens a lot. I understand it, and I don't want to be judgmental of folk either, but if you ask me what God wants – or what God's word says, I'm going to give it to you straight. And what God's word says is, you know, you are to marry if you want to be with that person for life. And if you don't want to be with them, then don't mess around with them. Let them get themselves ready for the spouse that they are preparing for. Don't take something away from that future spouse that they will be with one day. Does that make sense?
That makes sense, sir. Thank you very much for that, guys.
Blessings to you, Anonymous, in Fort Belvoir. Let's go to Anonymous in Burtonsville, Maryland. Hi, Anonymous. It's Dr. Anderson here. How you doing?
Hello, Dr. Anderson. I'm just listening and enjoying, and I'm happy to hear this program because my prayer to God was that I could have godly friends. uh-huh. and I'm retired, and I have grandchildren, and it gets kind of lonely. I just would pray. I pray for friends who would like to go for walks,
right.
like to talk, and support each other. I'm not looking for a romantic friend, but uh-huh. seem like that's all that's out there.
Well, and a lot of people can't find that though. Meaning romantic relationships. So you're not interested in a romantic relationship. You're interested in a platonic companionship. And I think that there might be more people out there looking for that than the other, but I'm not sure. When you say a platonic, I mean, I'm using the word platonic companionship. When you think about that, are you thinking male or female?
Male.
You're thinking male.
And I also noticed in my church and other churches that they focus more on married couples than they do singles. And let me say, I am a senior citizen. Uh-huh. I'm not a young person.
Right.
And it just gets lonely, you know.
Right. And I understand that. And I feel that pain that you're speaking, because I think a lot of churches leave out senior singles.
Exactly.
And senior singles, they want companionship too. You know, they want to sit down and watch a movie with somebody too. You know, they want somebody to cook for them too. So, you know, silver singles, y'all out there. So I give a shout out to y'all and pray that God would provide a couple of guys. Here's the thing. You could have one or two guys, maybe three, and just enjoy those kind of relationships. You know, there's no boundaries there. As long as you're godly, y'all want to enjoy a movie, go ahead and enjoy it, okay?
Yes. Okay, I just wanted to share that.
Yep, thank you for sharing it.
We just have to pray for each other, us single people.
That's right, you sure do. That's why I wanted to do the show for y'all, to give you a platform, because I think married people need to hear it and also hear the pain of sometimes feeling that loneliness. You don't have to be 30 years old and lonely. You can be 60 or 70 years old and lonely, you know?
That's true.
So, hey, God bless you, Anonymous. Thanks for calling me from Burtonsville, Maryland. Listen, I'm going to run to my commercial break, and then when I get back, I'm going to take one final call. So I'll leave the lines open for that caller that's coming through, and then the rest of you, I'll just have to talk to you throughout the week. And remember, open phone in Friday. You can always call me back then. My number's 888-43-BRIDGE. This is Real Talk with Dr. David Anderson.
Hi, this is Miles Brown, owner of Senate Cleaning. My company has been providing the area's most trusted commercial cleaning services over the past 10 years. Concerned about safety? Call me. Get a free quote. I'll guarantee my personal involvement. Call Senate Cleaning at 800-257-5834. Commercial cleaning is what we do, and nobody does it better. Call us at 800-257-5834 or visit us on the web at senatecleaning.com.
Here are the facts. Your business needs leads and sales. There are potential customers online right now looking for what you do. Will they find you or your competitor? You need Salem Surround. Having to do your own digital marketing while trying to manage your business, well, there's just not enough time in the day. You need Salem Surround. You're doing all you can to market your business, but are you sure you have the right strategy or seeing a great return on investment? You need Salem Surround. The marketing team here at Salem Surround is ready to help your business now. We'll design a plan that targets potential customers with proven marketing strategies, using everything in our toolkit to work for you. Digital, audio, mobile, even audience-engaging contests and promotions. Contact Salem Surround for a free evaluation of your marketing plan and see how we can help place your advertising message in front of today's consumers. Learn more at SurroundDC.com. SurroundDC.com. Connecting you with new customers.
I saw a documentary film one time that was made in a packing house where sheep are slaughtered, and I will never forget what I learned from it. The handlers use what's called a Judas goat to get the sheep to cooperate. From a large pen outside the slaughterhouse, this specially trained goat begins making his way up a long ramp. He takes a few steps, and then he turns and looks back at the sheep. He seems so confident that the sheep begin to follow him. Soon the entire herd is moving toward the slaughterhouse. Then at the top of the ramp, the Judas goat makes a little turn to the left, and a gate shuts behind him. And that forces the sheep to the right and directly to their deaths. You know what intrigues me most about this process? It is amazingly similar to the way teenagers get into trouble. When they're together one night, the most confident and respected among them reaches into his jacket and brings out a little bottle of pills. "Come on," he says. "It's fun." He passes them around. Now, the others know that they shouldn't do that, but they're afraid. They're afraid to say no, so they follow suit. Time and again, teens succumb to the influence of their peers when every impulse is to refuse. The results can be damaging and even deadly. Begin now to help your children prepare for the dangers to come. Teach them how to recognize and avoid the Judas goats in their life.
To find out how you can partner with Family Talk, go to drjamesdobson.org.
Hello, friends. This is Janice Fonseca, producer of Real Talk with Dr. David Anderson. I want to thank you for joining us on this thought-provoking radio show where Dr. Anderson creates a safe, uncommon table to build bridges where there's a divide. Because like he says, comprehension begins with conversation. Real Talk with Dr. David Anderson is a nonprofit ministry, and it is made possible with generous listeners like you. Will you consider partnering with us? It's really easy. Let me tell you how. Go to AndersonSpeaks.com and click on the donate button. Consider giving a monthly donation. If you're a business and want to sponsor Real Talk with Dr. David Anderson, email me at info@AndersonSpeaks.com. Together we can build bridges and have great conversations on Real Talk with Dr. David Anderson. Become a partner or a sponsor and go to AndersonSpeaks.com and donate. Join us again tomorrow at 3 p.m. and Saturday at 7 p.m. We want you to be part of this conversation. We can't do this without you. We look forward to your partnership and sponsorship. AndersonSpeaks.com.
And thank you so very much for your support. Glad you're hanging out with me day by day. We'll be back tomorrow on Tough Topic Tuesday. Someone says on my Facebook page, sometimes the Christian couples who marry because of premarital sex or pregnancy often delay divorcing even if they are miserable. There's infidelity, the children are unhappy, etc., because they have so much guilt about why they married in the first place. I've seen a few couples go through this. Felicia Haddon says it's a great topic. She's 62 years old and still waiting for God to reveal a real man for the real man for her and her life. And she says she wonders, you know, why she hasn't married. However, I have not allowed my singleness to stop me from living a wholesome and fulfilling life. God bless you there. And then Eric Elliott's got me tripping up here in the studio laughing because I talked about Amber. If I go home to be with the Lord and she starts dating and marrying other people, I'm going to be haunting her in the house. And he says, by the way, Dr. D.A., if you come back to haunt Amber, that means you took the down elevator versus the up elevator, thereby allowing her to rebuke demonic spirits. He got me cracking up at the end of the show. That's great. Well, I want to take the up elevator, which means I probably can't come back and haunt her. Okay, fine, baby. Go ahead if that's what you want to do. Anyway, 888-432-7434 is my number in the studio. Put it in your speed dial. Put it in your contacts. Just write Real Talk with Dr. David Anderson or just write Dr. David Anderson. It's like you got my phone number, right? And put in there 888-432-7434. And then when it's time to give me a call, you can just hit that and it comes into the studio. Instead of trying to remember it and while you're driving and all that, we don't want you to get in an accident. So why don't y'all do that now? Put it in your phone and then you'll always have my number. Does that sound pretty good? All right, let's pray together. Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for the opportunity you've given us to talk about marriage and singleness and the in-betweens, Lord. Single people who are going to get married or married people who are now single. Lord, give us wisdom, discernment. Give us friendship and companionship. We pray all these things in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen.